Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Now, really just, a good win. We spent the morning in individual and segment meetings, obviously making corrections. And then we have already quickly moved on to Tampa Bay. We got to keep our focus on what's important, and that is using the next 24 hours as players and coaches to get ready for Tampa Bay. Well, we just we went to work to try to, neutralize the pass rush and did that in various ways, with our passing game and our ability to slam some runs in there. And the guys did a good job. Jay did a good job of managing the protection side of it as well, getting us into the right place. Well, they had two timeouts. I thought that when I look back at it today, I thought I could have done a better job, managing it. But part of the process is try to get them to eliminate their timeouts so they don't have them if they get the ball offensively speaking. I think that, number one, it helped us to stop the run. I think we were able to do a little bit of what we wanted to do, is to force Bridgewater to throw from the pocket, which we did. And, we were able to get a good rush, consistent rush. We had a level rush, eliminated his ability to scramble and keep him in the pocket.
The thing I can tell you about Lovey is I've watched him for years and played against him for years, and I know him as a person, and I have tremendous respect for him in all areas. That's the only thing I can speak of at this point, and I truly mean that.
We liked what we saw. I mean, his work ethic, and to do it with just about 10 days of being back into it. So it was a good light for us to see him. He made a couple of plays at key times, a couple of third down conversions, if I'm not mistaken, at least one. And Jay's got a lot of confidence in him in terms of his ability, and we'll just keep working with him, keep trying to get him involved in what we're doing.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.